Independent presidential candidate Ralph Nader says Washington is simply corporate-owned territory. Nader is running for president to try to change that for middle-class Americans, and he joins me now from Washington. Thanks for being here, Ralph.
Thank you, Lou.
We're watching quite a spectacle between the two primary parties, the Republican and Democratic parties. Why is it there's no discussion, in your judgment, of the huge financial mess that we're in real terms, in terms of its cause, and the fact that these two political parties, the Republicans and Democrats, are the reason we're in the mess we're in?
Well, you've answered it. First, they're the cause of it. They didn't apply law and order to Wall Street and allowed Wall Street to risk, keep risking, passing off the risk, getting all these executive bonuses, perverse incentives. And second, they don't really intend to do anything about it. Uncle Sam is the final guarantor of corporate capitalism. We don't have capitalism in this country. We have government guaranteed big capitalism. And that's just going to hurt the little guy, the homeowner, the worker, the whole globalization scam.
There was a cross charges between Obama and Clinton the other day. And the reality is that the subprime mortgage lenders, the primary ones in this country, donated $1.6 million to Senator Clinton, $1.5 million to Senator Obama, and just a little over half a million to Senator McCain. How much money did you get from the subprime mortgage lenders?
Zero. We don't take any commercial money. Contributions come into our website, votenader.org, from individual Americans around the country, just the way our volunteers come to ask to help us in our 50-state campaign. We're between 5 and 6% in the polls now, according to the first poll. So we hope to push it to a three-way race, if possible, and get on those presidential debates. And the whole corporate globalization issue is really mealy-mouthed rhetoric. Here's my definition of corporate globalization and NAFTA and the World Trade Organization agreements, which were all secret in terms of tribunals in Geneva. They open doors between countries in order to create trap doors.
Exactly.
Like all those contaminated products coming in from China in your medicines, contaminated seafood, defective tires, no regulation, no Food and Drug Administration inspection of this factory that's already sent that blood thinner, you know, that's destroyed over 20 American lives.
The big issues, investment in public infrastructure, we need at least by the estimates of the Civil Engineers Association, $1.6 trillion just to maintain our public infrastructure. We have a public education crisis. It is urgent, it's immediate, it is not something that can wait for the next 5 years of No Child Left Behind. We have $2 billion in lobbying money being spent in Washington, D.C. Again, these candidates not addressing those issues with the urgency that a crisis demands, do you think?
That's why our candidacy is in the field and going into 50 states. I mean, look, the big money is going into the military-industrial complex. That's half of the federal government's operating expenditures now. There's no more Soviet Union. Eisenhower was right to warn about it. And you know what I've never understood? You got all these public works needs that you just mentioned. I hope that a lot of these construction companies, these labor unions, who would get all of these jobs, good-paying jobs, repairing sewage treatment systems, drinking water systems, libraries, schools, clinics, you name it, and they can't be exported to China, you think they'd create a major lobby here to push for the ending of this boondoggle in Iraq that's costing $14 million an hour? An hour, 24 hours a day,
right,
that can be put back in communities in this country.
And that website, one more time.
That website is votenader.org. Whether or not you vote for us or not, whether you want to volunteer or contribute money to our campaign, it's going to show a view of the presidential campaign all the way to November that you're not going to see on the other candidates' websites,
Ralph,
and you're going to see issues.
You're not fooling us for a moment. You want our votes and you want our money.
Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly. Clean politics, Lou.
There you go. That's overdue.